A congregation who lost their church to the construction of Mercedes-Benz Stadium has a new home. The folks at Friendship Baptist Church celebrated yesterday, starting with a walk from the old site to the new. WABE's Stephanie Stokes was there.
50 or so people joined the march, starting at Mitchell Street, where Friendship Baptist stood before it was demolished 3 years ago. While singing, the churchgoers walked the few blocks to their new building. Reverend Francis Bryant Lowry says it's hard to put the feeling of this day into words.
We've been in a holding pattern for so long. It's just so exciting that we've gotten to this point.
The church is the oldest Black Baptist congregation in Atlanta, and it has strong ties to the nearby Black colleges. Ken Crooks remembers visiting the church as he got started in the civil rights movement.
It's an emotional feeling that I have that relates to my spiritual growth and development, and Friendship had a lot to do with that.
That community bond is why the last few years have been hard. Reverend Ralph Phillips recalls the church's demolition as taking something away from the city.
It was just heartbreaking because I'm from Atlanta, and to see it being, you know, removed for a stadium, a sporting event, it was kind of tough.
Still, he and others at the church have come to terms with the move. It's progress. For the church, too, says Webster Pope. He points to its first location after the Civil War, a boxcar.
You know, we've come a long way since the boxcar, and this marvelous facility that we have now.
As the marchers approach the large state-of-the-art building on Walnut Street, Pastor Richard Willis prays, and the church sounds its 146-year-old bell.
First time we've heard the bell in 3 years.
Then, hundreds more file into Friendship Baptist for the service. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.